Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny on a Saturday morning. Good morning, everybody. Here we are. We are on the air. We got a cool show for you with none other than Kristen Locke, who is with Florida Prepaid College Board. We're going to learn all about. Got our very own Bill Wolsifer, Tallahassee Talks contributor. So lots to talk about. We've got Hannah Keating standing by with events in a minute. And Heather Thomas, so you stay with us. We'll be looking for you, too.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Brought to you by Widen Glass, Tallahassee's first name in glass for your home or office. And by Merry Maids. Call Merry Maids. Relax. And it's done.
Truck and Car Concepts. We're your one-stop shop for tricking out your truck.
Folks, the backup camera system has become a standard in most of the new vehicles, and you don't have to buy a new vehicle in order to have the safety and protection of the standard. Come in to Truck and Car Concepts. We can install a backup camera system that's going to give you the safety and protection for $399 and up.
Everything is here from A to Z.
Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widen's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widen is known for taking care of business. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Thanks for joining us, folks. Here at 93.3 FM in Tallahassee, Freedom 93, our home station for what has turned out to be a three-year run of excitement and adventure and sort of like a whitewater rafting trip at some points. We've had folks in our 3 years from all walks of life and layers of social economic status, from the president of Florida State University, Dr. Eric Barron, has been a guest, and Halsey Bashir is a state representative, and folks out there in the trenches who get the job done with their community activities and associations and nonprofit organizations. I mean, just a host of folks from various walks of life and political interests and business interests. People like Dave Hodges, who considers himself a humble scribe of all of this that we do around town. And the folks over there at the Tallahassee Chamber of Commerce. They were in rare form this week, by the way, the Professional Women's Forum that they host so graciously for all of us, especially professional women. And there were a few men in the crowd. Our very own Hannah Keating was on hand for that and brought us a few comments. So let's listen to that.
Well, in addition with the other panelists, I'll be reviewing some general health recommendations in terms of prevention, health promotion, with the exception of the cardiovascular topics, with which Dr. Cox will cover, and the OBGYN health, which will be covered by the other panelists.
I'm going to be talking about women's heart health and how women are different from men with regard to their heart disease and presentation of heart disease.
Today we're going to be talking about cervical cancer prevention with the use of HPV vaccination and Pap testing.
Professional Women's Forum is held every two or three months. It's an opportunity for professional women in the community to come and hear from other professionals on a number of different topics. Today we happen to be talking about health. In the past we've talked about finances, about running a business, starting a business, different topics that professionals would find very helpful for their own business. Tips that they could take back for themselves and kind of apply to their own businesses. So it's a very popular event and something we're really proud to put on.
The Greater Tallahassee Chamber of Commerce Professional Women's Forum there in Tallahassee this week. Thank you, Hannah, for that. Let's see what else we had going on. The Village Square with their public forum Thursday night this week, and had the chance to be there with a few of the kind folks who were participating. Several of the county and city commissioners were there, and brought you a few comments from that experience from Thursday night. Let's listen.
I think that, you know, that the city had thankfully recognized all of the work that went into the Imagine process, and that was adopted by the sales tax committee. So, you know, it's been vetted, and the fact that thousands of citizens, you know, participated in all of these ideas and shared with us their thoughts and hopes, and that culminated in the five strategic directions and then the project list. And really what we have with the project list is a presumption that those ideas will be seen through, and that those will be, you know, considered when the funding is available. And the concern is really with in relation to what the county signaled, where kind of they were on Tuesday, was that that presumption would be removed. And so it's really just, I think, a conversation now at and making sure that that work hopefully is honored, and that they'll, you know, consider maybe taking another look at that particular piece of the proposal.
Well, we'll have the final decision on this, and we agreed to 10% for economic development. But really, the whole package is economic development. So I think that she should be really quite pleased that we have set aside $76 million for economic development, which the figure before 10% was 0%. So for her to quibble over 2%, I think, is really just bizarre.
So the public forum for Village Square. Tallahassee Talks out there trying to get it done, folks, bringing you all that Tallahassee is talking about in the week. We had some tragic news, of course, from last weekend, this helicopter crash with Terry Uten and his friend, co-pilot there, and this woman who was a passenger. I mean, a tragic loss to the community, and certainly we want to extend our condolences to the family and friends of Terry Uten and all of those who were involved and affected by that tragic occurrence. In better news, in regard to some of the fun things going on, by the way, happy Valentine's Day. And for their part, you know, the Tallahassee Museum has contributed to the whole love conversation with their Frolics of Florida and Saturday Matinee of the Arts. Have you caught this? And it's happening again today. They were in session yesterday and again today out there at Tallahassee Museum, which they've described as a frolicking fun for an adults-only tour. The guests will learn all about the oddities of mating among the museum's animal collection. You got to love this. The evening begins with a cocktail hour in the Natural Science Building, followed by more refreshments and entertaining talk relating to this sexy subject matter. Guests will then be escorted to the Wild Florida Trail to begin the tour. One can only imagine then what might transpire thereafter. So there you go, folks. Trying to bring you all the fun and exciting things going on around town, as well as the more heartfelt and serious side of things. For that, we should probably step aside for just a moment here and make sure that we've given due notice to the events in a minute. Hannah Keating standing by with that. We'll bring that to you here momentarily. That's brought to you, by the way, by the good folks over there at FSU Credit Union. And they have this website called TallahasseeConnect.com. Great little place to go. And you can learn all about what's up on their calendar. And if you're unfamiliar with it, here's a good thing to do. Go to our website, TallahasseeTalks.com, and then go to the community page. If you click there, and you'll see a listing of the events that we know about that we want to make sure you know about. But we also include the links to these various calendars. TallahasseeConnect.com is an example. Another is the Tallahassee Grapevine, and of course the Tallahassee Democrat. And just having it all in one place, conveniently located for our listeners, is our job. That's what we like to do. And speaking of jobs, have you picked up your copy, or have us sent you the copy of Osceola Magazine? This is the championship edition. It's a real keepsake, folks, and we have it specially priced for our listeners. Those who go to our website, you can go to the store and purchase your copy of this, and you'll see it there for you. So without any further delay, we want to bring Hannah Keating to the mic with events in a minute.
Thank you, Brian. As usual, there are plenty of local events keeping us busy this week. If you missed the baseball season kickoff yesterday, be sure to check out the game today at 2 p.m. at the Dick Houser Stadium. Tickets are only $7 for adults and $5 for children. The weather is projected to be in the 70s, so be sure to bring the family and support the Noles. This Friday, February 21st, the Young Actors Theater presents A Little Princess at 7:30 p.m. This is based on The Secret Garden. Kids' tickets are only $14, students $16, and adults $18. If you can't make it to The Little Princess, you can always make it to the Fun and Flirty speed dating event that night at the Four Points by Sheraton in downtown at 7 p.m. Admission is $25, and the tickets are limited. So be sure to come out and claim your table and have a wonderful night mingling. For directions, dates, and times of your events in a minute, be sure to visit the community page on our website at TallahasseeTalks.com. With your events in a minute, I'm Hannah Keating.
Witten Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Witten Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Witten Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Witten Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Witten's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Witten Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Witten's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Witten Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Witten is known for taking care of business. Witten Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781. Finally, the right face for radio. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on a Saturday. Oh, wow, we have got a deadline coming up. Folks, as you know, Tallahassee Talks is devoted to keeping you informed of critical matters. We've got one here. February 28th, this month, yes, the end of February, is the deadline for you to file with the Florida Prepaid College Plan. And if you don't do so, well, we're going to find out what that means. We've got with us Kristen Locke, who is the Director of Marketing and Public Relations for the Florida Prepaid College Board. Ms. Kristen, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
You're looking well.
Thank you for having me.
I will say to all of our radio listeners, she looks great, folks. Just take it from me. She seems to be in good shape here and ready to get us in touch with the point that the Florida Prepaid College Board has offered us this opportunity to sit up and pay attention. So tell us why this deadline is so important for us to be attentive to.
Well, every year our Florida Prepaid College plans are only available during our open enrollment period. And that open enrollment period is quickly approaching, February 28th, and the next opportunity won't be until next fall. So we really encourage people to take these last 2 weeks. First payment is not due until April. Application fee, you can mail it in later, so you can go ahead and enroll and not have to pay anything right now.
Okay, so for those of us who are stupid and uninitiated or just uninformed, and I fit all three of those, what is the whole point here? The Florida Prepaid College Board program, right, gives me the ability as a parent to pay in now, right? And those funds then are available to me at the time that my youngster decides to go to college in Florida, right?
Yeah, we actually offer two different kinds of savings plans. The one that we're speaking of today is our more popular one. We're actually the largest and longest running prepaid program in the nation. And we allow parents to purchase a plan today that will guarantee the future cost of college. So our plans today for a newborn, you'd go and buy for your newborn, and 18 years from now when they go to school, no matter what the cost of college, which in 18 years is projected to be over $100,000, we guarantee that no matter what that cost is, that we'll cover it. The tuition and fees for one of 12 state universities or 28 Florida colleges, depending on the plan you choose. And then you can also just use that value, as you mentioned. You pay in, and if your child decides to go to Harvard or something like that, you don't get punished or lose your plan. So that's a big important.
So it can be used elsewhere.
You can use the value of it. So what we would have paid to the Florida college or university can be applied at any other school nationwide.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, so that does kind of open the conversation, doesn't it? Yes. But then what happens if my 18-year-old says college? I'm not going to college. Then what happens?
Well, there's two options for that. Okay. If they'd like to backpack across Europe for a few years, yes. That's totally fine. Their plan actually stays good for 10 years. Mm. So they actually have 10 years to use their plan. So it's not a, you got to go right after you graduate or anything like that. Mm. So you're not setting your child up to force them into anything. You also can receive the full amount that you paid in. So you never lose money with us. So if you buy a plan and your child does not decide to go to college, you get a full refund,
really?
Including fees, including, yes, including, the only thing you don't get back is late fees. So if you were late on any payments, we won't give you that money back. But we do provide every single penny otherwise that you paid in. And if your child gets a scholarship, you not only get the money you paid in, but you get the value. So you get the value of your plan, so you actually would get a return on your investment, so to speak, if your child gets a scholarship.
Okay, so let's do the math. If I've paid in over the next, 18 years, right? And that sum of money might amount to what?
Well, our plans have a set price. So our prepaid plans, you'll know exactly how much you're going to pay in.
Okay.
So the prepaid plans are a set price. And then, for instance, right now, one of the life examples I like to use is I went to Florida State back in 2001, and when I was in school, it was $83 a credit hour, and my little sister, who's 17, is about to start Florida State
this fall.
So this
was after
fall.
You had already backpacked through Europe for several
years. I did study abroad while I was in school, but my little sister now is about to enroll at Florida State this fall, and her credit hour is $202 a credit hour, and that's just in over 10 years how much that cost has changed. And so you just don't have to worry about those changing costs as a parent. And we just give you the value. So I actually went to school on a prepaid plan. And so I was guaranteed my parents were guaranteed that cost of college.
So you're not only an advocate, you're a consumer of
this
Florida prepaid college plan. That's what we're talking about, folks. We've got Kristen Locke here, who is, for her part, trying to help me understand how all this works. She's the director of marketing and PR for the Florida Prepaid College Board. And we've already learned that it's a lot more flexible, certainly, than I thought. Lots more options, and a real safe way to do that. Doesn't sound like there's any penalty, gotcha kind of thing waiting for you if it doesn't go the way you thought it might in terms of your child deciding to go to college or not.
Absolutely.
Or deciding to go outside of Florida or not. And then you said you got this 10-year period within which time they can decide what they want to do with the funds. And if they don't use them, I get my money back.
Or you can transfer it to another child. That's the one other thing you can do. You can transfer it to another qualified beneficiary, which basically means another family member.
Yeah.
You can transfer it to another family member.
Okay.
So
okay.
That way, if one child gets a
nephew,
scholarship.
Could be
And the 529 savings plan tax code defines that qualified beneficiary. So we follow both the prepaid plan and our investment or savings plan, which isn't guaranteed, follows the 529 code according to the IRS.
Okay, and again, the deadline for this particular period of open enrollment is the 28th, which is fast approaching us. So, folks, that's why we thought it'd be a real helpful. See how helpful we are? We're trying to get you squared away here to have Kristen in with us and talk about it. And we got a lot more to talk about, too, in terms of some of the history of this whole organization, how it got started, and why the heck this young woman is involved with such an organization to begin with, because obviously her stage and film career is waiting until she has time for that. But, folks, we're glad you've tuned in. We're here at Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny on a Saturday morning. 93.3 FM, Freedom 93 in Tallahassee. Don't forget, if you have a guest or a topic you'd like us to consider, email us, topics@TallahasseeTalks.com. That's where you go. And that's a great website, too, TallahasseeTalks.com. Hard for me to say. Is, in fact, the place where you'll see all of the shows we've broadcast over the last 3 years. You can check out the folks who are our contributors, like Heather Thomas and Bill Wolsifer, Tim Linnefelt. Learn all about the show and share it with your friends. That's what we love right here. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Time to check out our buddy Joe over at Truck and Car Concepts. What's going on, man?
Hey, man, what's going on with you guys?
Well, here's the deal. I heard that you were gone all day as you were out tinting a house.
Yes, sir. His customer was having a big heat problem on the west side of the house in the afternoon. We went over, did the estimate, decided to do the east side of the house as well. Let me tell you something. We knocked out 79% of the heat energy, which is going to totally knock down the electricity bill. Not only that, but she had some really nice paintings that were fading out in the living room. 99% ultraviolet ray elimination.
So it would fade out like carpets and drapes and furniture and stuff?
Not only that, but it also fades out those expensive hardwood floors. So window filming the house is nothing but a plus. Like I said, it comes and it takes down the heat energy, and that's, you know, bottom line.
So even though the place is called Truck and Car Concepts, you could throw a house in there too.
We can do houses, planes, trains, or automobiles, man. If it's got glass, we tint it. Truck and Car Concepts. 656-8800. Give us a call.
More beauty, less bully. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So we're talking with this lovely person, Kristen Locke, who is the Director of Marketing and PR for Florida Prepaid College Board. We're talking about some of the things that this organization, for its 25 years you guys have been at this.
Started in 1988, and our first purchaser was Governor Bob Martinez.
Yeah, Florida mandated sort of thing. Legislature set this whole thing up, got it going. What do you think are the biggest misconceptions?
Some of the things we just talked about, that people don't realize how flexible it is. They fear that at the young age they're locking their child into something, that they're going to force their child to go to a certain college or a certain university, or what if I move, or what if my child doesn't go to school, or what if my child gets a scholarship. And there's really nothing to worry about there. You're guaranteed a peace of mind, and no matter what, you'll get your money back. You don't have to worry about those things. If you move out of Florida, your kid gets to come back in-state under in-state tuition when they use their plan. So it's just all of those things that people may not have realized even over the last 25 years, just with the cost of college coming to light and being such a focus. People now start to see more and question more and wonder a little bit more about college and college savings in general and cost of college. And so we're just working really hard to educate people on all of those things that they're consuming in the media, and they're reading articles or they're seeing news stories and that kind of thing, that we want to make sure our website is a source for them to come and get good information. We just redesigned it this year. That's myfloridaprepaid.com.
The website.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We just redesigned that. We have an interactive conversation.
Is it working? That's the question.
It is working. That was the one. We wanted to make sure that it was working.
Not to bring up any painful references to certain federal websites that have...
may not be the first person that has asked me that question. So.
Does it work? Well, listen, I mean, I have a young daughter who is going to graduate here in another few months from the Florida State University. And so we're looking at her financial aid status and so forth, and going to that website was bewildering. And this is coming from a woman, her mother, who for many years was a loan officer with the Department of Financial Aid at Florida State University. I mean, if anybody should know how to do this, this would be the person. And she's had three other kids go through this whole thing prior.
It's become a mess. It's very confusing. There's a lot of information out there. There's a lot of misinformation, and there's just a lot of choices. And you're
saying your website is not that. It's clear.
Our website,
easy.
Yes.
It's okay.
And we have one of the coolest things we've ever seen. It's one of its kind. It's an interactive conversation. And so, you know, you can listen to me here, you can poke around the website, but we have an interactive conversation on there that tailors to you. Oh. It asks you questions along the way. And so you will hear information specific to the age of your child, specific to where you might live. It's very personal in the way that you don't have to feel like you have to pick up the phone and talk to somebody in customer service, but you're getting a little bit more than just reading through a website, and it's more fun than just reading through a website. It's a lot better and definitely one of its kind. So
you know, it's a curious thing, and I think here again I have four now adult children who all have gone through college. My wife and I did not participate in the Florida prepaid college plan. I mean, it's 25 years ago. We could have. And yet I think I assumed that I was just too late in the game, you know, that, well, you know, I didn't start them when they were little kids, and so I'll just take it the best I can and rely on, you know, grants and loans and jazz like that. But now I'm beginning to realize that you're really never too late in that process, are you?
Never, ever, ever too late, because, you know, one of the things we say a lot on our website is a dollar saved today is a dollar they may not have to borrow tomorrow. So maybe a prepaid plan isn't the right choice, but we also offer a 529 savings plan, and so you can invest. Now, those aren't guaranteed in the same way, but even with our prepaid plans, you don't have to, knowing that you can get your money back, knowing that you're not forcing your child into one type of education. For instance, our four-year college plan is a much more affordable option than our four-year university plan. But if you get the four-year college plan, those benefits can still be used at a university. And so what people may not realize is they think that's the only option, that's the only thing they can do. They're just stuck with that. And that really, you're not stuck with anything, and it's never too late to start saving for your child, because it's their future, and you don't know what college costs will be in the future. And in the last 25 years, actually, technically a little bit longer than that, since 1985, college tuition across the United States has gone up 538%.
Incredible. Yeah.
Which is twice as much, almost twice as much as medical costs.
Well, and I have to tell you, among my students, they have said it's really not worth it. There's not just the question of cost, there's the question of value. And for them, a college education, meh, not so much. And, I mean, they've gone through it, but they look back and go, well, kind of wish I'd spent that money elsewhere, doing things online or looking for other educational opportunities. I mean, do you come across that sentiment that even though we are trying to make this easier for you, you might say, people are going, yeah, well, you know, 4 years at a public institution or any college, university, is just not where it's at. Are you seeing that happen out there? And if so, how do you respond to that?
Absolutely. I mean, that's a common news story also, is college really worth it? And earnings still show that people on average with a bachelor's degree will earn more, or the more education, the more you can earn over your lifetime. But we also don't just look at the four-year college or the four-year university. We have a two-year college degree or two-year college plan as well. And so a lot of what that talk is, you know, online usage, or like you said, technical degrees. We've got STEM degrees. You know, you're looking at all of those other options. And when you're thinking about 10 years from now, 18 years from now, you may not be really sure what's going on, but you will have this value of your plan sitting there no matter what your child does decide to do. Mm-hmm. And so I think no matter what, education is valuable, whether it's specialized education, a four-year education, a two-year education, that training and education will be something valuable, and it will cost more in the future than it does today.
And you're not pushing me one way or the other as to how those dollars are to be spent necessarily. So there is that, I mean, we've used the term earlier, flexibility. Why would I want to do this and not just put the money away in a savings account?
You can do that. The greatest benefit with a prepaid plan versus just a traditional savings account or a 529 savings plan or any other kind of investment is you're guaranteed. Back in 2007 and 2008, we had a lot of prepaid plan owners that were feeling very good when their counterparts who may have had a 529 savings plan would have seen a decrease in the value of their investment, where our prepaid plan owners saw no decline in their value because we are the ones taking on that responsibility of investing. Uh-huh. So you're guaranteed that cost. So that's why when you get that prepaid plan, no matter what your child does decide to do, that value of your plan, you're guaranteeing that full cost at a college or university in Florida, depending on the plan you get, but you're still guaranteeing a value.
I see. So I might be putting away a couple hundred bucks a month in a savings account somewhere, and over the course of 10 years, I've got that sum of money plus whatever little bit of interest it may have accrued, right?
In a traditional savings plan, and in a 529 savings plan or any other investment type of plan, you could lose money.
Right.
Not even that you would have your initial investment left, where with prepaid, at minimum, you're guaranteed your initial investment if you just cancel. And you can cancel for any reason. There's no penalty or anything if you...
But as you say, the upside is that regardless of how much I've paid in, the student is going to have access to that college. You're going to pay all the fees. You're going to pay...
We don't pay your application fee, and but we pay. They're called tuition differential fee and the local fee. Universities charge the tuition differential fee, and the colleges and universities charge a local fee, and that is included in your monthly or lump sum price of your prepaid plan.
Talking with Kristen Locke here, she's with the Florida Prepaid College Board, talking about what that organization has done for the citizenry of Florida for its many years, now about 25 years or so. And you are in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Stay with us.
Folks, there are four ways to shine in life, and Mary Maids has it all going on. Experience, reliability, thoroughness, and professionalism. And that's why we rely on Mary Maids right here at our studios. And I want to tell you, when I come into the office and I find the studio fresh and clean, it's a great feeling. And the neat thing about it is they get into all the details that I probably would overlook. But I want to tell you something else. As a new customer, when you sign up for their 24 weekly or biweekly cleanings, on your first cleaning, you're going to save up to $400 because they'll spend that first cleaning doing the extra, extra deep cleaning that you probably would do. Here's another special offer. You're going to save yourself 10% on that first call just by mentioning Tallahassee Talks when you call. Would you do that for me? Call Mary Maids this week. Here's the number, 386-2205, and tell them I heard your ad on Tallahassee Talks, and I'm ready to receive 10% discount on my service. They'll do it for you. They're right here in Tallahassee. You can go online at marymaids.com.
Now we're talking Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So if you've just joined us, it's okay because, you know, you can listen to the entire show online. Yes, we do, ladies and gentlemen. Keep a constant watch over the archive that we have for you at our website, TallahasseeTalks.com. So you can go by there anytime you want and grab your computer and you can listen to the entire show. And we have, as part of that show today, Kristen Locke, who is kindly enough shared with us in this hour about the Florida Prepaid College Plan and what it does. And this great, very well-operating website that they have worked so hard to make sure is providing us the information we need. Lots of ways you can get in touch with those folks and present your individual circumstance if you think that yours is particularly unique. Or in general, just to answer questions. And here's an interesting point. This comes off of the talking points that I was given to read. So I want to try to straighten up and fly right here. I'm going to give some allegiance to the fact that I've been asked to question you in a proper manner. I'm not proper at all, and I'm very poor at this, so you have to bear with me. But this says, it takes a village to raise a child. How can the, and that's debatable, isn't it? But how can the entire family get involved? And what are habits that families can adopt to contribute to children's higher education? Would you care to respond to that, Ms. Locke?
Absolutely. Well, you know, the holidays just passed, and you know, including our holiday of love. But the gift of college savings is really, it's one of those things that, you know, people are intimidated by college savings and I can't do enough. Well, you know, those toys, those clothes, those things that from having a five-year-old myself, I know that grandma spends lots of money on some of those things that, you know, are outgrown very quickly. And thinking about contributing to that college savings plan instead or working together to do that, that's really something that we encourage and ask people to look at, that instead of the future of loan debt, let's look at the present savings and investing in that child and helping them reach their potential in the future.
And you said earlier that you, in fact, are a beneficiary of the prepaid college program yourself. Mm-hmm. So you went through Florida State University and your parents had participated in the plan, had they not?
Huh? Yes, and that is happening a lot now that we've had 25 years. We've actually had 300,000 kids go to school using prepaid plan benefits in the last 25 years.
Neat.
So
okay, so that's a good thing. So how long have you been with the board?
I started just about a year ago now. We've really started to take a new look at it and we've got a new executive director and really focusing on this customer education side of things, because the way college costs are coming to the forefront and trying to explain to people a lot more specifically about how the plans work and why it's so important.
I should mention, too, on that point, if you haven't heard me say this or Kristen say this, they have a nifty website, myfloridaprepaid.com. Simple enough, myfloridaprepaid.com. Or you can call them and talk to them. They've got an 800 number, 552-GRAD. I hate that. I hate, because I never, like on my phone, I never have the letters, right? So I have to have the number. So if you don't have letters on your keypad, it's 4723. Okay, so let me give you that. 800-552-4723. Clever enough, that spells GRAD. And if they call, you can help them, right? Whether they're English speaking or Spanish speaking, you guys are really there. You've got it all together on that stuff.
And we're hoping our new website really helps to answer a lot of those questions. And then our customer service representatives are there to reiterate those kind of things and help with very specific questions. A lot of people who already have a plan have questions too, because we don't just offer plans for new folks. Prior to 2009, we had sold our plan separately for tuition and fees. And so we still have a lot of people that are wondering, what does my plan cover? What, you know, should I add a plan? Should I get a dorm plan? You know, that with all of this, it's not just the new people we want to sign up, but it's our current customers. We want to make sure know what their plan does, how it works. And so they can always call and get information that way as well.
So, and so you said you're with Florida Prepaid Board for about a year. What were you doing before this?
I worked at the Department of Economic Opportunity and the Department of Environmental Protection. So state agency experience.
I was going to say, so you're one of the bureaucrats that we hear about.
No,
right?
I'm not an elected official.
Oh. Okay.
No,
but I mean,
I've had the pleasure of working with state parks. That was one of the coolest things I've done. Education that way and now
public
getting
service.
To do a different side of education and
been
promote
involved
education.
In public service all these many years, right? Well, and so if you weren't doing this now, what would you be doing elsewhere?
Oh, goodness.
What's your greatest aspiration? And how does that tie in with your education? Were you trained as a public relations person, marketing person?
Yes, I was. I'm one of the rare few maybe that work in their field and love it. I love what I do. I don't know that I could ever do anything else. It's what makes me.
You're a communicator.
I'm a communicator, yes. It makes me very happy. If I wasn't, I'd probably be professionally retired and play at Disney World all day. So that's what I would probably do.
Yeah, I've already got that one marked myself. I did take off of my bucket list the National Corvette Museum.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to hang out there anytime soon. Big old hole in the ground. So here we are, folks, talking about the prepaid college plan. Kristen, for your part, I would say you're an able communicator and have done a fair job with us this morning, trying to keep even people like me informed and paying attention. We'll reiterate, it's not too late. I mean, even if your kid's in high school and you're just now kind of getting it, you might want to take a look at this. Hard to beat guarantees that say, look, no matter what you put in, you're going to either get your money back or you're going to get more value for your dollar than if you stuck it under your mattress somewhere.
Absolutely. Or student loans,
having to incur all that additional debt. I think that's one of the talking points here, too, that we wanted to emphasize, and that is avoid the debt. You know, for every dollar you're putting into the plan, that's a dollar you're not borrowing.
The average student in Florida alone graduates with around $26,000 in student loan debt. And that's causing those students to delay other life events, buying a house, starting a family, those kind of things, because they're spending several hundred dollars a month paying off their student loans. And so looking at it from the perspective of a parent, and a parent myself, well, if I can put back even $100 a month or $50 a month, that's just $50 less that they'd have to worry about, that my daughter's going to have to worry about in the future.
All I can say, I think I've contributed sizably to that average. So, sorry, folks, but that's where we're at. Considering, folks, it's our pleasure to bring people like Kristen Locke to you from time to time that have just a good story to tell and healthy, straight up, at your service information, and that's what she does for this organization we love and appreciate called the Florida Prepaid College Board, doing its part to try to keep us from not having the options that they offer so luxuriously. Again, you can check them out. MyFloridaPrepaid.com is the place to go. I know that Kristen would appreciate, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. All right. We only got 2 weeks.
2 weeks left, folks.
2 weeks.
28th is the deadline for this period of open enrollment, so go do that for us. You stay in tune. We're going to be here, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny on a Saturday morning, Freedom 93 FM.
The possibility of a concussion is a reality for anyone who is active in sports or physical activity. Tallahassee Orthopedic Clinic has opened its regional concussion center, providing baseline and post-concussion testing to aid in evaluation and treatment. The TOC Foundation is proud to offer baseline concussion testing as a community service for only $20. Call today for an appointment, 877-8174.
Hi, and good morning. I'm Heather Thomas, editor of Tallahassee Woman Magazine, with this morning's edition of Women to Watch. This morning, I'm really pleased to have Lacey Smith in the studio with me. She is the other wing woman, the co-owner of FL Aviation Center. Faith Drury, who we had on last week, is her friend and business partner in this really unique endeavor to the community and to the aviation community. Lacey is one of our cover women, of course, for this issue, February, March. And in honor of Women's History Month, we felt like Faith and Lacey were truly doing that, making history and soaring into the skies of Tallahassee and Tallahassee business history. So we welcome you here today, Lacey.
Well, thank you very much for having me this morning.
Tell me a little bit about how you got into flying. Lacey's background is in horseback riding. So tell us a little bit how you switched your center from horseback riding to becoming a pilot.
Yeah, I was teaching a lot, so I was traveling through several states teaching horseback riding, and it was often a lot of long driving, and one day I just thought, this would be a lot better if I could fly. So I called the local flight school and said, I want to get my license, and it never really occurred to me that this was something that not a lot of women did. I just thought, well, this would be really useful. And so once I started flying, I just fell in love with it, and I have pursued that really ever since, because it's such a fabulous feeling of freedom, and it was just, it's great. I never actually used it to go to my horse lessons like I thought I would, but it's good because I found a new love, so that works out perfectly.
So one of the other themes of the issue, of course, is finding your passion, and Lacey and Faith are doing exactly that. However, sometimes finding your passion doesn't mean that you get to quit your day job, so to speak. However, your professional job, as far as, of course, being a co-owner of a business, you actually work for Millionaire. Tell me a little bit about what you do there.
Yeah, I'm the customer service manager at Millionaire Tallahassee. It's our FBO at the Tallahassee Regional Airport. And Millionaire is a great company to work for, so it's nationwide corporation, but the local Tallahassee environment is, the aviation community there is so friendly and great. It's a wonderful place to work, and I get to be at the airport all the time, so that's even better.
That's one of the interesting things I learned about our conversations was the unique aspect of the Tallahassee Woman Magazine editor, of this city as far as I didn't realize there was even an aviation community. What is unique about that as far as what are y'all trying to do at the FL Aviation Center in order to grow that community?
We're just trying to kind of bring back a sense of a place where everyone can get together and talk about flying or actually be involved in flying with various aspects. It's something that the community hasn't had a lot of, just a place for everyone to kind of get together and hang out and stage learning sessions and various things like that. We have our wing seminars once a month, which are FAA learning courses that we have. And it's really a great opportunity for people that maybe aren't able to fly as often as they would like to stay involved. And it's great if you're a new student to get to know some of the people, because the more people you are around, of course, the more you can learn from them. Aviation's a good community to really be able to learn from each other. And somebody says, hey, I have this story and what you should not do, and I survived, so here you go, or, various things. It's just great to be able to have that kind of informal atmosphere, and I don't think that was really at the Tallahassee Airport for a while. So that's something that we've kind of brought back, and we're excited about that.
What would you say to a woman who might be considering trying this out? And maybe what are some of the common misconceptions about pursuing flight?
Well, I think a lot of people, first of all, think it's a lot more complicated than it really is. Oh, I could never fly an airplane. That's just really beyond me. And it's not hard, per se, and anyone can learn to do it. There are some rules and regulations that you have to learn, and you put time into it, but I think a lot of women are scared off just thinking that it's something that's really complex. I know one of my first questions that I asked was, does this require math, because I'm terrible at math? And while, yes, it does require a little bit, it is definitely not something that is insurmountable. And I think women in general tend to be a little bit more hesitant to go into some of those fields, just thinking that it's going to prove challenging. Or, it's also a little bit intimidating going into a predominantly male society. Right now, the women pilot population is about 6%. So there are definitely a lot more men involved with it. But at the Aviation Center, we have a lot of great instructors that are good and comfortable to fly with for anyone. So that's something that not everyone is fortunate enough to have.
This could also be looked at as a great opportunity for women locally to acquire this skill, because the door is wide open. There's not a lot of women out there doing that, and it could be a valuable skill that we talked about this in the article also. A lot of the skills that you're learning and acquiring and becoming a pilot, you can apply to your own life and vice versa. Out in the lobby, we're talking about self-discipline, but all those things that you need to have correlate and respond to what's going on in your own life. That confidence building, the self-esteem building, the feeling of freedom and the feeling of pursuing something that you love. I love the experience of being able to fly over Tallahassee with Faith, and you do truly get a different perspective, not only on the city that you live in, but on maybe even life itself, that you can kind of see the bigger picture. And I think with flying, you're really gifted that. So I find that very appealing, and hopefully other women will too. And with you and Faith leading the way, I can only hope that maybe in the coming year, you'll just see more and more women coming out to the FL Aviation Center, which, by the way, FL stands for Faith and Lacey.
Our siren little joke.
Yeah, which I didn't think to ask until after finishing the article and just calling it Florida, which is pretty cool. You've got letters there that also stand for Florida. So I do want to help promote the upcoming event on March 8th, speaking of encouraging women and children. There is a Women Fly It Forward event taking place on March 8th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the Honda Jet Hangar at Tallahassee Regional Airport. And for more information about that, you can access the magazine, the February March issue, online at talwoman.com or our Facebook page, or you can certainly visit online at flaviationcenter.com. I just thank you, Lacey, so much for joining us today and for inspiring other women.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's all for the segment, and we appreciate you joining us this morning for another edition of Women to Watch. I'm Heather Thomas, editor of Tallahassee Woman Magazine. I hope you all have a really great day.
Witten Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Witten Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Witten Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Witten Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Witten's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Witten Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Witten's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Witten Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Witten is known for taking care of business. Witten Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781. The best place for conversation. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
I'm Emily Brown with this week's IMAX UMAX update. Whether you're into action thrillers or stellar new space documentaries, the Challenger Learning Center has your Valentine's weekend covered. If you think your Valentine is out of this world, take him or her out to the Challenger Learning Center's newest documentary about outer space, Hidden Universe 3D. This documentary takes us deeper into space than we've ever been before with the use of the most powerful telescopes in the world. Come unlock the previously hidden secrets of the universe. For something completely different, espionage master Tom Clancy has thrilled audiences again with Jack Ryan Shadow Recruit, now playing at the Challenger IMAX. This is a blistering action thriller that will keep you on the edge of your seat and wanting more. For these movie showtimes and more, visit ChallengerTLH.com. With IMAX UMAX, I'm Emily Brown.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on a Saturday morning in Tallytown. Enjoying the day, are we not? What a great time of year we are. I think it could be said still in the beginning of the year. We're looking forward to all kinds of things happening in this beautiful town of Tallahassee. Things like Cascades Park, supposed to open up here in March, and Betsy Couch and company, they're just, I mean, their hair is on fire about that whole thing. Posted a video this week about the grand opening and all the commissioners and all the dignitaries and workers, everybody out there chanting about that. We've got some very interesting political happenings, not just for our area, but for the state of Florida. Probably the most publicized, at least at this point, other than the gubernatorial race, which is just great for guys like me. Thank you. We have plenty to talk about there. But before we get to that, we want to talk with our good friend Bill Wolsifer, who is a Tallahassee Talks contributor and a local attorney, a very kind man who have spent so much time with us. Bill, good to have you back.
Thanks, Brian. Always good to be here.
You know, in fact, this is a guy who continues to surprise me with his knowledge and his depth of experience, and not to patronize you, but man, you just, it seems to that every time I turn around, you've got something else brewing going on. By the way, folks, this guy is a candidate. He's running for office. He'll be the first Libertarian candidate running for Florida Attorney General. So how's the campaign going?
Campaign's going great.
Okay, great. Good. Well, we want to know more about that as we go through the weeks and months ahead. Today's topic is the legalization of marijuana for medical use. Gee, have we not been hearing this reported? Bill Cotterill writing about it, everybody writing about it. And including Senate Republicans.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah.
That Republicans could actually be cool. I mean, gosh. And here we are in the week when, when is it? Wednesday this week, Senate Republicans filed yet another bill. Tell us about that.
Well, yesterday, three of the senators filed. It's a
that would have been
Bradley, Barnes, and Wednesday Brandis.
Yeah, we're on Saturday.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was on the 12th.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, they filed what, you know, I just want to tell you, I'm going to take the thunder out of it, but I don't think it's a good bill.
Really?
I'm referring to it as a Me Too bill. So now the Republican senators can say, we have a bill with the word marijuana in it.
Yeah.
Because...
How so? What is it about this that's really not that effective, would you say, or
substantial? This bill kind of bothers me because marijuana has become a political football in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in 2013, we couldn't get much movement at all. 2012 and 2011, almost none. Senator Clemens, Democratic senator, started in the House with a joint resolution for medical marijuana. He brought it back out in 2012, and then in 2013, he's now in the Senate, and he introduced the Kathy Jordan Medical Cannabis Act, along with Senator Katie Edwards. And now Senator Edwards and Republican Gates introduced what is commonly being referred to as the Charlotte's Web Act.
Okay.
So that's bipartisan.
Yeah.
Then we have the three senators who just came out with... they're calling it a companion bill to the Charlotte's Web Act.
Kathy Jordan, this woman that we've been talking about, is an example. She's sort of a proponent or maybe almost a kind of, what would you say, a poster child or figurehead for
Mrs. Jordan's becoming an icon. Technically, she's the president of the Florida Cannabis Network, which is ran by Jody James. And when I wrote the bill, the Kathy Jordan Medical Cannabis Act in 2012, it was Jody that introduced me to Kathy Jordan.
I see.
And suggested that we use her as a namesake, and Mr. and Mrs. Jordan agreed to that.
I got you. And she herself is a victim of multiple sclerosis.
ALS.
ALS, yeah.
Right, yeah.
And can speak then, does speak personally to its efficacy and how it's been beneficial for her over the years. And
she does.
She's not just advocating from a third-party perspective.
Then. No, she's the real
thing. She's the real deal, okay.
And this past Monday... Senator Clemens, Democrat, and Joe Saunders in the House filed refiled the Kathy Jordan Medical Cannabis Act.
The legislation that you wrote.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Now it's been revised. It's been improved. Substantively, it's the same. As far as I can see, substantively, it's the same. But the language, the syntax, some of the interaction of the words and definitions have been improved by House bill drafting. And like most bills, it's evolving into something even better. So they had in the rotunda at the Capitol. I went over there on Monday. Florida Cannabis Network and Normal and other advocates have been fighting for years, and some members of the Libertarian Party have been fighting for decades for sensible marijuana legislation. We're there. Kathy Jordan was there, and she did present a speech that her husband read. She heard. ALS is bothering her, couldn't quite read it. But her husband read it. And another gentleman who his doctors pretty much sent him home in 2010 to retire, to exterminate. They said no other cures for him. He was there in a wheelchair, very well spoken, and he's now a father with a child. And he thanks a very strained, an oil made from the marijuana plant that is treating him.
Wow.
Yeah, very moving.
We're talking with Bill Wolsifer here, local attorney, Tallahassee Talks contributor, and you are in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on a Saturday morning. Don't forget, if you have a topic or a guest you'd like us to consider, email us, topics@TallahasseeTalks.com. That's also a good place for you to go. The website, TallahasseeTalks.com, has an archive of all of the shows that we have broadcast in our 3 years. We're now in our fourth season. Amazing that we are still on the air. It's amazing to me. And we're glad that you've tuned in this morning. We're learning a lot about the whole topic here, the legalization of the medical use of marijuana in Florida. And we've got Bill Wolsifer with us. You stay with us, too. We'll be right back.
Time to check out our buddy Joe over at Truck and Car Concepts. What's going on, man?
Hey, man, what's going on with you guys?
Well, here's the deal. I heard that you were gone all day as you were out tinting a house.
Yes, sir. His customer was having a big heat problem on the west side of the house in the afternoon. We went over, did the estimate, decided to do the east side of the house as well. Let me tell you something. We knocked out 79% of the heat energy, which is going to totally knock down the electricity bill. Not only that, but she had some really nice paintings that were fading out in the living room. 99% ultraviolet ray illumination.
So it would fade out like carpets and drapes and furniture and stuff?
Not only that, but it also fades out those expensive hardwood floors. So window filming the house is nothing but a plus. It takes down the heat energy, and that's, you know, bottom line.
So even though the place is called Truck and Car Concepts, you could throw a house in there too.
We can do houses, planes, trains, or automobiles, man. If it's got glass, we tint it. Truck and Car Concepts. 656-8800. Give us a call.
Whatever Tallahassee is talking about this week, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Well, we hope you are having a good morning here at Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny at 93.3 FM. Freedom 93 in Tallahassee for all of those devotees who love listening to our show. We like to know where you are at any moment. Not that I know where I am, but I do know who we have with us. We have Bill Wulsifer, who is a prominent attorney here in Tallahassee, a great guy, and a candidate for office. He's running as the Libertarian candidate, first one to run for Attorney General of Florida. That's kind of a cool thing. So, you know, I don't aspire to greatness, but I hang out with people who do. That's nice. And for his part, he is kind enough to spend these moments with us, helping guys like me figure out what in the world is going on with all of the various measures, the pieces of legislation, we'll call them, the laws that have been proposed, both from the legislature and now this ballot initiative, the constitutional amendment that's been that has secured enough, I guess, signatures, over 700,000 signatures.
Well over.
Secured, yeah. You know, to qualify. So helping us understand that and why at this particular juncture this whole topic is fraught with interest now and kind of where we are culturally, I guess. And we've had two other states, of course, Washington, Colorado, have done their part in saying, hey, it's time for us to change our point of view on this. And now you're looking at Florida, and we're seeing a similar sort of movement going on. But it's certainly, according to your reporting to us, Bill, nothing new here. This has been going on for decades among certain groups trying to get this idea forward, and Kathy Jordan included in her organization. And now there's this other piece that has been submitted by Representative Vasalinda. Is that right?
Representative Vasalinda, our local House representative here in Tallahassee, has filed HB 1. Now, it's not about marijuana.
Oh,
it's not about medical marijuana. It's not about medicine at all. It's about GMO labeling.
Okay.
Genetically modified food labeling.
Okay.
And what her legislation calls for is disclosure on packaging of whether or not the food contains genetically modified ingredients.
Okay.
Now, the connection there is, what do we put in our body? So since the 70s, organizations like Normal and the Libertarian Party have advocated that the best judge of what to put in our own body is ourselves.
Right.
So
I'm in favor of that. I like knowing what I'm putting in my body. Well, actually, sometimes I really don't want to know, but that's that's beside the point. I'm sorry.
And that doesn't mean you shouldn't do so with as much knowledge as you can get. So you go to your physicians, your nutritionist, your elected officials, where they have something to provide. And you make that knowledge, and then you make that determination. And that's part of the medicinal marijuana movement, to say, look, this is good for these folks, and their doctors say it's good for them. Let them do that, but let them know what they're doing. So under the proposed medical marijuana laws, particularly under the Kathy Jordan bill, there's strict guidelines, very strict guidelines, the kind of guidelines that will take this out of the criminal arena and really separate the criminals from the non-criminals when it comes to marijuana sale and distribution. What's that have to do with genetically modified food? People complain, we don't need any more law. This is what I hear. And I get the libertarian want more law, like food labeling. Uh-huh. And it goes to consumer protection. I think consumer protection is a proper role of government. Mm. And
so that does sort of fly in the face of those who would argue or claim that libertarians are anarchists, that they are against all law. This is saying that government does have a role to play, and legislation, regulations are appropriate, but that has to be decided in a very, very discretionary manner, or in a very judicious way that says, you know, when it comes to protecting the public welfare, that's a very narrow sort of definition there. It's not blanket. It's not we're going to legislate everything.
That's the role of government.
Yeah.
I won't say any more names, but I saw a debate last week.
Go ahead, drop names. We love dropping names around.
One of the candidates was asked to distinguish between, asked by a libertarian competitive candidate, distinguish between entitlement and welfare. And the respondent had a very, very difficult time. And I only mention that because you just used the word welfare in the proper sense. Welfare is not a hand-me-out. It's something that benefits you.
Yeah.
The connection to the GMO labeling is, and as you said, I'm glad you said it, not all government is bad. Now, there are some, you used the word anarchist, there are some extreme people, I guess, in all parties, and some seem to equate it with certain libertarians that think all law is bad and all government's bad. Certainly that's not the platform of any libertarians running in 2014. Oh. So, you know, you and I as consumers, we can look at a food product, get past all the Madison Avenue puffery on the box,
right?
Because you know we're reformed enough to say, all right, you know, we realize that's advertisement,
yep.
But we can't reverse engineer the product that's inside that box.
Yeah.
So Representative Esselinda wants us to know what is inside there.
Okay, and the connection, as you say, means that should legislation pass that would provide for the medical use of marijuana, this other piece that Vasilinda has introduced would say, yeah, and you got to tell us what's in there. Is that the point?
Now, you know, there's ingredients disclosures now. It's just a genetically modified does not need to be disclosed. So there's not a direct connection between the two bills.
Okay.
No, but it's the same idea of, you know, what do we put in our bodies?
Okay.
We should
it's
know.
It's the mindset that you're pointing
right.
to.
Right. It's not up to government. Government's role is to advise us. Is this good? Is this bad? Who do we go to? How do you regulate it so it's safe? How do we keep criminals out of this industry?
Well, that's not unlike where we are with tobacco and alcohol.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, the warning label says, you know, this could kill you.
Right.
And as I drink that drink and I'm reading that label, I go, yeah, I get it.
Right.
Okay. Well, then you're on your own, pal.
Right.
But then there are some who would say, yeah, but see, that is so irresponsible of you, Brian, because you're going to end up in an emergency room somewhere and we end up having to pay for it. And so now, you know, we're going to tax you more heavily because you're costing us, the public, more money because of your irresponsibility or whatever. I guess that's how that argument goes.
Right.
I've never drank irresponsibly, so I would not know about that particularly. So.
And surprisingly to me, many people believe in that argument.
Hmm. Well, I guess then again, you know, there are certain people I think of, and it does carry water on the certain people I can think of. But anyway.
Right. It results in higher taxes and repeat behavior.
Back to the point, and I think your point is well taken. You have, you're seeing a number of people from various parties, let's say, and even walks of life, but they're all kind of coming to that same general discussion of more personal responsibility, taking more account of what they are doing, but being given, pardon the expression, the liberty to make that decision for themselves. Is that absolutely.
Okay. Let government be the referee. Let government be the overseer, but not the prohibitor.
Hmm. If, in fact, the constitutional amendment does pass, how does that then position the what we've called the Kathy Jordan bill, the one that you had originally authored? Does that kind of open the door then? I mean, that looks like it would just be a shoe-in from that point forward.
That is what Any lawyer, I think, would refer to as a great law school hypothetical question. Will you take that class and you get that one essay exam at the end?
Well, why are you here if you can't answer all my hypotheticals? I mean, you know, I want to know how many elephants can dance on the head of a pin.
It's going to be very interesting.
But, I mean, that certainly would bid or provide a more healthy, let's say, a more inviting environment for such legislation, right?
Well, the argument's going to be if the Kathy Jordan Medical Cannabis Act passes, or even this, the Charlotte's Web, as it's called, Act, or even the SB 1030 that was just introduced on the 12th, but especially the larger bill, we're going to have a constitutional amendment that says draft a law, and we already have a law.
We got it.
Right. Yeah, yeah. So, but some of those laws are very restrictive, and the other is much more encompassing. So it's going to be interesting how that plays out.
Well, folks, if you've figured all this out, you're much better at it than I am. But thankfully, we have Bill Wolsifer here with us. You stay with us. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. We'll be back right after this.
Folks, there are four ways to shine in life, and Mary Maids has it all going on. Experience, reliability, thoroughness, and professionalism. And that's why we rely on Mary Maids right here at our studios. And I want to tell you, when I come into the office and I find the studio fresh and clean, it's a great feeling. And the neat thing about it is they get into all the details that I probably would overlook. But I want to tell you something else. As a new customer, when you sign up for their 24 weekly or biweekly cleanings, on your first cleaning, you're going to save up to $400 because they'll spend that first cleaning doing the extra, extra deep cleaning that you probably would do. Here's another special offer. You're going to save yourself 10% on that first call just by mentioning Tallahassee Talks when you call. Would you do that for me? Call Mary Maids this week. Here's the number, 386-2205, and tell them, I heard your ad on Tallahassee Talks, and I'm ready to receive 10% discount on my service. They'll do it for you. They're right here in Tallahassee. You can go online at marymaids.com.
The most talked about topics in town. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So here we are on a Saturday and rounding out the hour with our good friend, Tallahassee Talks contributor Bill Wolsifer. Thanks for staying with us through this discussion. It's, you know, it's not easy enough to get your head around the medical use of marijuana. And then you have to try to figure out what all these various points of view are in regard to proposed legislation, and there's and probably several more bills being drafted as we speak. And you said earlier, Bill, that it has become a sort of political football in this season.
Yeah,
everybody's jumping on. Even Republicans standing up and going, "Hey, I'm cool.
You know, yeah,
I never inhaled." But you know, I mean, they're proposing that the medical use of marijuana be allowed, along with the ballot initiative, the amendment to the Constitution proposed. I, you know, for my part, and I would cautiously ask you to step forward in helping me sort through where we are culturally, from your point of view. You've been at the practice of law for a number of years. How long have you been in practice, by the way?
Since 1996. It was a career change for me.
Yeah. So with that, and you've been involved in all kinds of things that involve, from my point of view, loosely speaking, advocacy. I mean, on behalf of your clients and looking out for the little guy, and here you are looking out for the state of Florida in having written this bill 2 years ago, I guess now, isn't it? That we that you had subtitled the Kathy Jordan bill, right?
Was it Medical Cannabis Act?
Medical Cannabis Act. Okay, so. So you were kind of leading the pack there, but you obviously had seen some stuff happening for us as the state of Florida that was sort of your signal. I mean, what are you seeing, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Well, I think we all see it. People are getting real. There's I think it was Orwell that said a lot of people believe in things that they know are not true. And we're leaving that mindset. And people are actually coming out. They're having harder conversations. They're being honest with one another. And you know, it's social media, the internet. You know, we had a president, like you said, smoked but never inhaled. Now we have a president who said he smoked plenty. And the people accepted that. So from the top down, we're seeing some more honesty about how people really do live their lives, as opposed to this pretentious nomenclatures. We heard during the Bush administration, we heard so much about family values. And I don't quite understand the definition of family values. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's a wonderful definition, but I think now people are speaking less rhetoric and more honestly.
I would agree, and I think that we've become a bit more pragmatic, maybe even utilitarian, in that we love you, we appreciate your family values or whatever values mm-hmm. you have, good, bad, or indifferent. Have you fixed the heat? Have you cleaned the streets? Are the lights on?
Yeah.
I think we're a bit more concerned about did you do anything to improve the quality of life for even one other person? I mean, and that seems to be where Governor Crist has kind of found himself, the former governor, and in his contest now with the sitting governor. And I think that people are going to ask, well, what did we get done? Mm-hmm. You know, all values and philosophy notwithstanding, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You know, and I think the dear governor of New Jersey finds himself in a similar situation, frankly, in that people, not to go too far afield here, but I mean, yeah. I think that's really the question. You know, will he survive? Everybody wants to, will he survive? You know, at the end of it all, people are going to step back and go, well, I don't know, but, you know, crime is down and productivity is up and, you know, my kid got a job and we graduated from, I mean, those are the kinds of questions we're asking.
Should be asking. Yeah, of course, the media is focusing right now on really, really trying to sandbag Governor Christie. I find it so upsetting that they keep talking about a scandal before there's a known scandal, and they just drive these words. But it's not nothing new. You know, we had No Child Left Behind, the Healthy Forest Initiative, and Clean Coal. Yeah. These are oxymorons, and yet they work. Huh. But I think the people are tired of that.
Believing in something that we know is not true.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And how we know that? We know it at a not necessarily at a conscious level, maybe not as well articulated as we might think. Mm-hmm. But when somebody comes along and says, "You really believe that?" It makes me stop and ask. I don't know. Do I? So it sounds to me as though a lot of folks who are advocating for the medical use of marijuana are really those who are asking that question. Do you really believe that? You know. Do you really believe it's the gateway drug and that if you start smoking pot, boy, it's just a matter of time and you're going to be mainlining, you know, or whatever.
And so, you know, they say, show me the evidence, and the evidence isn't there. Huh. And there's still some people holding on to that. Huh. But we've had groups, as I mentioned before, since the 70s, who've been pushing for these common sense initiatives. And the pendulum swung the other way just recently. We have a same-sex marriage pending in Dade County, same-sex marriage lawsuit. In Dade County, pending right now, here in Florida, with 18 other states already passing it, and the federal government, we spoke about this before in your show, and the federal government nullifying the definition of marriage in DOMA.
Right.
So people are changing.
From that standpoint, and I appreciate the fact that as a libertarian, you've already helped us understand better, if we can call it libertarianism. Hate to be that cavalier about coining a phrase, but I think some folks would point to the educative nature of law, right? And those who say, well, but see, if you legalize something by having done so, you've then sort of endorsed, you have signed off on saying, it's not so much, not a big deal. And I think for those who are very value-oriented and approach things from a set of, an ideological point of view, the law is very much instructive in that way. It is the outcome of saying, I believe that marriage should be between a man and a woman, or I believe that we should not be induced, you know, putting stuff in our bodies that is, that is intoxicating or whatever. And those folks, I don't know. Maybe that. In fact, there's never a want for topics, is there? When it comes to having our good friend Bill Wolsifer here, Folks, we've had a wonderful hour with this man who brings such a healthy, balanced point of view, I think, in terms of trying to help us get in touch with the facts, just the facts, ma'am, as we are presented them. And in regard to this whole business of the legal use of marijuana for medical purposes, it's fraught with complexities, and there's lots of campaigning going on for various pieces of legislation, not the least of which then this proposed constitutional amendment. And Bill's right in the middle of it, helping us figure it out. Bill, thanks for making it possible for us to have a better understanding.
Well, thank you, Brian. Thank you for having me.
Bill Wilsifer, Tallahassee Talks contributor, local attorney. Folks, that's what we have for you this week. It's been a pleasure, as always. Remember, again, TallahasseeTalks.com is the place to go. If you've missed any of today's show, it's going to be there for you. So you can just go on in and grab your computer and sit there and enjoy it. Learn more as we have people like Bill Wilsifer make it possible for us to find our way through this muddy water. But folks, we'll be looking for you again next week right here, 93.3 FM. So come on, Tallahassee. Come talk to me.
The possibility of a concussion is a reality for anyone who is active in sports or physical activity. Tallahassee Orthopedic Clinic has opened its regional concussion center, providing baseline and post-concussion testing to aid in evaluation and treatment. The TOC Foundation is proud to offer baseline concussion testing as a community service for only $20. Call today for an appointment, 877-8174.